We did an interview this morning about a horse, and a man and a horse in particular. Now, neither of these two individuals are just your average people or horses. Eric Lamaz is an Olympic medal-winning equestrian. He rides out of Schaumburg here in the GTA, and his horse, Hickstead, is the horse that he rode to that success. Over the last 7 years, the horse and rider, one of the world's top teams, Hickstead died this past weekend from an apparent heart attack after an event in Italy. The horse was 16 years old. So to talk about that bond between horse and rider, I spoke with Akash Maharaj, an equestrian himself and the CEO of the Canadian Equestrian Team. Tell us about Hickstead, the horse.
Well, he's quite simply the most dominant show jumping horse in the world, absolutely without question. I have yet to meet a rider of any nationality who would dispute that. The bond between Hickstead and Eric Lamaz was a joy to behold, and Hickstead's death is a true loss both for our sport and our country, and certainly a great personal loss for Eric.
Where did Hickstead come from, and how did Eric end up associated with him?
Hickstead was bred in Europe, and the way in which Eric became associated with him is part of an extraordinary story. Initially, his breeders and owners had tried to interest members of the United States equestrian team in taking Hickstead on. The U.S. team, as one would expect, is larger and much wealthier than the Canadian team. But they couldn't find a rider who had faith in Hickstead. He was considered ungovernable, in some ways unrideable, and a bit too much of a wild thing. When Eric decided to take him on, it was a significant leap of faith, but it was a leap of faith that I think Hickstead repaid dramatically over the years.
Tell us a bit more about that bond between the two of them, and I guess how that develops and how important that is.
It's critical to the relation to success on the playing field. A horse is, after all, not just is not a piece of equipment. It's a thinking, feeling, living creature. And it is simply impossible for, at the highest levels of sport, for that partnership to be successful unless there's at least some sympathy between horse and rider. In the case of Eric and Hickstead, however, that was the heart of their success. The very qualities that made Hickstead a powerful horse, a successful horse, his power, his skill, his bravery, his self-will, also could make him fundamentally ungovernable in the hands of a lesser rider. Eric and Hickstead were successful together because Eric trusted Hickstead enough to let him go, to let him be himself on the competition field, and Hickstead trusted Eric enough to know that he would never place him in an untenable situation.
You're an equestrian yourself, so how do you develop that sort of relationship with a horse? Again, some people would find it difficult if they haven't been involved in this, and maybe they've never ridden a horse, to try and figure out how that relationship would develop between man and animal. So how do you do that?
It's a very good question. In a strange sort of way, it's almost like falling in love. You know it when it happens, but you certainly can't plan for it. In part, it's a simple compatibility of personalities. But at the base of it, it has to do with generosity of spirit. There can be no words between a horse and rider. There has to be an underlying understanding. I can't put it any better than to simply say, you know it when you see it, and when you see it, you hang on to it.
And if you don't have it, then you're not going to be successful.
Absolutely.
Was this horse ridden by anyone else other than Eric?
Hickstead did have grooms who helped to exercise him, but Eric was his only rider in competition.
Never in competition, anybody else.
There was, at the World Equestrian Games, there is, in the final round, a requirement that riders exchange horses, but other than that, typically Eric was his only rider. Every horseman knows the proverb that for every rider there's one horse, and for every horse there's one rider, and they were that sort of partnership.
What does his loss mean to the equestrian community in Canada and to sport in this country?
It is a terrible loss. We have qualified for the 2012 Olympics. Hickstead was the reigning Olympic champion from Beijing.
Which was an amazing story in itself.
It's extraordinary. He won the gold medal for us in China, the individual gold medal, and he helped our team win the team silver medal. We had planned to have him defend those titles in London. Eric has other horses. There are other horses who will ride in Hickstead's stead. but there simply isn't another Hickstead, and I doubt very much there ever will be another Hickstead.
What does that mean for Eric, then, if he is going to be competing in London? We heard a clip from him earlier in sports and was talking about Hickstead being an older horse and wasn't sure. I mean, a lot would depend on the health of the horse himself. So what does that mean for Eric, who is the reigning gold medal holder?
Eric does, like every professional rider, he has a stable of horses, so he has other horses he would be able to take to London. But this is a devastating blow for him. Not just, Hickstead wasn't simply his partner in sport, he was his partner in his life's hopes and ambitions. And although he will have opportunities to take other horses, as I say, I think Eric would be the first person to say that it is a great tragedy for our sport as well as a tragedy for him personally.
That's Akash Maharaj, equestrian, CEO of the Canadian Equestrian Team, talking about Eric Lamaze and his horse, Hickstead. That's your podcast for Monday. Facebook.com/Metro Morning and Twitter at Metro Morning is where you can find us. And my name's Matt Galloway. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.